The University of Missouri System's outlook for its overall credit rating has turned to stable from the negative outlook Standard & Poor's Global Ratings placed on the system's debt last year. Published reports state Standard & Poor's maintaining the system's AA-plus credit rating. News release from the system says the AA-plus rating is the second highest long-term credit rating an institution can receive. The Missouri Senate has passed a bill to create a statewide prescription drug tracking program, as KTRS's Trevor Phillips reports.
The database would track when prescriptions for controlled substances are written and filled. The goal is to prevent so-called doctor shopping. That's when someone goes to multiple doctors to get prescriptions for opioid drugs and painkillers. The version passed by the Senate could cost more than $6.5 million for the fiscal year of 2018. Republican Senator Rob Schaff says he's working on changes to make it less expensive. The plan now heads to the Missouri House for consideration. Trevor Phillips, KTRS News.
The co-owner of Crown Candy Kitchen on the Near North Side speaking out about the minimum wage increase in St. Louis. Andy Karanzeff was a guest on the McGraw Show this morning, where he said this could force him to cut employee hours.
We won't cross that bridge until we get there, which is going to be 6 or 8 months, you know, a year of looking at how this has affected us. But I have to be conscious of it. I can't not pay attention, because if I wake up one day and there's no money in the checking account, I won't be paying anybody, and that won't do anybody any good. You know, that's a drastic step, but, you know, that's how do you save money? You cut your labor costs.
This week, the Missouri Supreme Court ruled St. Louis acted within its charter authority to raise the minimum wage. Illinois' continuing budget deadlock has spurred the University of Illinois to ask its departments to cut an average of about 2% from their budgets. Interim Provost John Wilkins' office sent the budget guidelines this week to the school's academic units. Wilkins declined to provide more specific details of the requested cuts. And we may never know the full cost for Governor Eric Greitens' inaugural festivities in January, and we may never know how much big businesses and prominent individuals contributed. Governor Greitens' campaign advisor, Austin Chambers, says specific fundraising and expenditure details will not be released. Yesterday, Crichton said he had no plans to release anything beyond a list of 87 benefactors printed in his inaugural program, but he said he'd be happy to talk about that with his inaugural committee. Crichton's inaugural events were organized through a nonprofit that doesn't have to disclose donations. Former Governors Matt Blunt and Bob Holden also used special committees for their inaugural festivities, but they voluntarily disclosed the total cost and just how much each donor had given. Now, today's closing market report brought to you by Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. All indexes closed up, but barely today. The Dow closed up 3 points at 21,005. The NASDAQ was up 9 at 5,870. And the S&P 500 up 1 point at 2,383. Jeff can be heard with his daughter, Erin, the health insurance coach, every Saturday here on KTRS, 10 to 11 a.m. Straight talk on retirement. In KTRS Sports, the Blues hope to break their losing streak as they start a three-game road trip. The Node has lost its last four games. Tonight, the Blues take on the Winnipeg Jets in Winnipeg. The puck drops at 7. In the first round of the SEC tournament, the Missouri Tigers women's basketball squad faces sixth-seeded Texas A&M tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Missouri Tigers men's basketball team wraps up its regular season at Auburn. Pre-game on KTRS, 2 o'clock. Tip-off tomorrow, set for 2:30. And the St. Louis Cardinals outlasted the Washington Nationals in preseason play today. The final 2-1 in 10 innings. Michael Wacha opened the game with 3 scoreless innings. The sports report brought to you by American Eagle Credit Union. Locally owned and proud to serve your family, your business, and your community. KTRS Time Saver Traffic.
Meet me.
That means it's time to check in with Tim Weiland in the KTRS Traffic Center. Tim?
All right, Kent. This traffic report brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Indeed.com delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. They just cleared an accident on northbound 170 at Ladue, but traffic is still backed up to Highway 40. East and westbound ramp lanes to northbound 170 pretty well jammed up. Southbound 170 is stopping. Go from Olive down to Highway 40. They also cleared an accident on westbound Highway 4064 before Highway 70. Traffic is jammed up around Winghaven all the way out through 70. Downtown eastbound 40, Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 270, that's slow from Page down through Doherty Ferry. Going to be a little bit slow from Gravois through Highway 55. And it looks like eastbound 270, that's a solid jam right now from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. And this report also brought to you by Geico. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance, it means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. The KTRS forecast mostly clear tonight, overnight low of 37. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 68. Tomorrow night partly cloudy, low 46. And mostly cloudy on Sunday, the high 66. Right now, we've got 47 degrees under a mostly clear sky. From the Wind Awards World Studios at Westport, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Hey, Cardinal fans, single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now. Make sure you pick out your top games and be a part of the exciting action this year at Busch Stadium. Interleague play will feature the Toronto Blue Jays, Boston Red Sox, Kansas City Royals, and the Tampa Bay Rays. The schedule features weekend series with the Reds, Cubs, Giants, Mets, and many more. Your favorite players are back: Adam Wainwright, Matt Carpenter, and newest addition, Dexter Fowler. Along with great promotional items like the championship rings, jerseys, and bobbleheads, we've added t-shirts, a Mike Shannon alarm clock, hats, and pullovers, just to name a few. So don't wait. Get the best seats for the best games and promotional dates right now. Single game tickets are on sale now. Cardinals.com/promotions.
These fans are getting some big league baseball tonight.
There's only one Cardinals baseball.
Ever wonder what the softest carpet on earth is? It's Smart Strand Silk by Karastan. There's nothing more luxuriously soft or more durable than carpet made of Smart Strand Silk. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you've been putting off buying carpeting because you haven't found any that's different than the one you already have on your floor, your wait is finally over. Smart Strand Silk is the only premium soft carpet with built-in stain and soil protection that never wears or washes off. It has exceptional durability and is on sale now at an incredible 30% off. In addition to that, Karastan's entire line of premium wools are also 30% off. So give your home the beauty it deserves and take advantage of Karastan's wool and silk sale and save 30% off the entire line this month only at Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield. Or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
We hear so much about quality time, but it's the quantity of time that we want. Every member of the family gets enlisted in so many activities. As quality time usurps quantity, there's so little time to enjoy the freedoms that make America the envy of the world. If we could only unplug, disengage, and spend quantity time together. Well, we can, in an RV. Escape into a whole new world in a Byerly RV. Folding campers close to nature, our motorhomes as complete as a luxury condo. Wherever you go, you're always at home in a Byerly RV.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly
Trailer. For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family. Show them you care. For the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Get in the swim of things. Hi, my name is Chrissy Withrow, and I'm Vice President of Midwest Pool Management. If you have a son or daughter age 15 or older who is looking for summer employment, please listen for the next 60 seconds. Midwest Pool Management provides lifeguards and pool managers for private and public swimming pools and aquatic centers all over the St. Louis and surrounding areas. We are looking for young, responsible adults to work this summer at these facilities. We will provide training and instructions in lifeguarding and facility operations. If your son or daughter is looking for a great summer job filled with fun and challenges, please give Midwest Pool Management a call today at 314-432-1313. That's 432-1313, or see our website at MidwestPool.com. Midwest Pool Management is an equal opportunity employer. We train our staff on the importance of safety, professionalism, and responsibility. Call Midwest Pool Management at 432-1313 or go to MidwestPool.com. Again, that's MidwestPool.com. And get in the swim of things.
Hey, did you know that Encore Consignment Gallery's 10,000 square foot showroom in Town and Country is the best place to sell and buy furniture and home decor items in St. Louis? You might be saying, you know what? I was there just last week. Well, you need to go again because Encore is constantly changing their inventory, and they consist of a wide variety of furniture to home decor items ranging from French country and traditional to contemporary and modern pieces. There's something for everyone at Encore. To learn more, go to EncoreSTL.net or better yet, pay them a visit at Encore Consignment Gallery.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde's worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde.
Technology that saves lives.
What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to geico.com 15 minutes ago.
It's 5:23, middle of the afternoon on a Friday. I'm Jim Hewer. Welcome back to the Scott Trade Center as we continue our coverage of Arch Madness with you on the Big 550 KTRS. We are in between sessions. They're starting to fill up again here at the Scott Trade Center as we have finished the early sessions, and now our good friend Jack Watkins has got everything right on schedule, right where it's supposed to be, and we are going to get ready for our next set of games. First off, Wichita State and Bradley, and we'll kickstart the pregame for that here in about 20 minutes from now, and then also a little bit later on, Brendan Weese jumps back in here with Kevin Lehman, and they've got the late game, which has Northern Iowa taking on Missouri State. It's been a fun week, our first opportunity this week of Arch Madness here on the Big 550 KTRS. There are lots of people to thank, especially folks back in the studios today, like the news department with Kent Martin with moving things around for our news break here. Josh Gilbert been running the board for us throughout the day today. Howard Morton will be with us later on tonight, and Brady Hempen in there as well tomorrow, because we've got games on Saturday, we've got games on Sunday, the final obviously on Sunday. So that's the group back at KTRS. We've got to give them some props. It takes a lot of people to put this event on. Here on site, obviously, Brendan Weese. We've got Kevin Lehman and Rich Savosek, along with Johnny Lomax, our engineer, and also Sammy Stava helping out in all ways, and obviously David Solomon getting sound, getting us wraps, and taking care of us. So there's a lot of people to thank, and I want to make sure they all get recognized here tonight before we get started with the next part of our programming, which is giving you the chance to hear what took place yesterday involving the Missouri Valley Conference. Out at Union Station, they had the Coach of the Year luncheon, and it was emceed by Mitch Holtis. It was some really interesting things that came out of that. We're going to share that with you. We're going to let you hear from Dan Muller, Coach of the Year in the Missouri Valley Conference, and that's going to come up a little bit later. But the two top dogs in this conference, no doubt, we're going to see one here in a matter of moments, and that's Wichita State, and the other is Illinois State. We got a chance to see Illinois State in action today as they held off a very, very game Evansville team, and we'll see what the Bradley Braves bring tonight as they get ready to take on the Wichita State Shockers. But Mitch Holtis did get both Greg Marshall and Dan Muller up on stage together, had a little conversation with them, so you want to hear what they have to say about their teams, their chances in this tournament, and also what's in store for them moving forward.
I want to ask you about,
and we'll get to that in just a little bit here in a second, but let's let you hear what Dan Muller has to say at the lunch, and we'll get to that one here in a matter of moments. Having some difficulty with that, so instead of Holtis with Marshall and Muller, how about let's just hear what Dan Muller had to say. Very emotional with the Coach of the Year, and we're going to get to that here in a matter of moments. Looks like we're going to have a slight problem with some of our audio here, so I'm going to get that straightened out for you in just a second. You know, in a long day of broadcasting, there's always something that's going to go wrong on you, no matter what. It's impossible to get from. You know, we started earlier today, so let's try and get these things straightened out, and then we'll get to that here in just a matter of moments. The place is emptied out.
Well, it emptied out, and now it's starting to fill back up.
It is.
Now there's a lot of yellow and black starting to filter in for the Wichita State Shockers. They have one of the longest journeys to make to get to St. Louis here in the league. Really, there's no destination that's all that far, but boy, oh boy, do they pack them in, and they're looking forward to this game coming up here in a little bit against the Bradley Braves.
Yeah, I tell you what, one thing I did notice today before we get to some of the sound was that the Illinois State fans definitely turned out for their program, and you're going to hear
a lot from the Wichita State fans here in just a little bit. But Illinois State, there was a lot of red in this building, Brendan, early on in our first matchup. So let's go back to our luncheon sound here real quickly, and let's go where we were going to start off, and that's the two top dogs, and that's Greg Marshall along with Dan Muller and Mitch Holtis, as they talked again about all things with their teams heading into not only this postseason but maybe beyond.
I want to ask you about your team, because this was, okay, we sat here a year ago, and we stood up here, and Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker, two of the greatest players in Valley history, walked out of the door into the NBA. And people thought, now what?
No.
Numerically, you guys are better this year. What happened to this team?
Well, we have 13 scholarships, and we tried to use them on very talented players that are very hardworking, have commitment to the weight room and commitment to their academics, and a lot of them have just gotten better. People didn't realize Landry Shamet, when I said last year at the beginning of the year we weren't very good because Fred VanVleet was hurt and Connor Frankamp was ineligible, and I said we also have a third player who would really help us, but he just broke his foot. Well, nobody knew what it was talking about. They know now. And then so we gave Landry the ball in January, and we just took off. And I should have been smart enough to do that to begin the year, but I just thought as a real freshman he needed to get his feet wet at the off guard for a while. Marcus McDuffie, Zach Brown, Ron Onerger, Shaq Morris, Rashard Kelly, they all just grew up during the course of the year, and they're really talented offensively, and we're trying to defend.
I'm going to ask you in a minute about your offensive prowess and your unselfishness. It is refreshing in college basketball. But, Dan, I want to ask you, first of all, about the Redbird Renaissance. You brought back a championship for the first time since you played. What does that mean to Illinois State University and your program?
Well, it means a lot. I didn't bring it back. Paris Lee and his buddies brought it back. But it's been a while. We were close the last couple of years. We thought we had very good teams. We had some injuries, and we had some dominant teams in our league. But it's special because of the group of guys we've done it with. It's special because of the administration. Obviously, it's been a long time, we know that, but it's all about the players, it really is.
Greg, your offensive team, that's the best Shocker offensive team in a generation, and yet your defensive numbers didn't suffer. Sometimes high offensive numbers mean not good defensive numbers. You raised the offense and kept the defense where it is. What about your offensive prowess and your unselfishness?
Well, it goes back to the players, as Dan just mentioned. You've got guys that are sharing the basketball. We had 24 assists and 3 turnovers 2 games ago, and then the last game was 20 assists and 5 turnovers. So I had never seen an 8-to-1 assist-to-turnover ratio, and that's what these guys are doing. They're taking care of the basketball. They're not taking crazy chances, but they share it. There's really no one worries about who's the leading scorer. We're very well balanced. We can go 10, 11, maybe 12 deep, to be honest. And they just do a great job of being unselfish and caring about the final score.
Unique and refreshing. These two coaches, though, coach two of the top 5 defensive teams in the nation in field goal percentage defense. It's something you both emphasize. But what happened to your team, Dan, defensively, to have it evolve to be one of the nation's best?
Yeah, we didn't start the year off that way. We got healthy, number one. Tony Wills was coming off double hernia surgery and was on the all-defensive team. That helped us a lot. David Njai got healthy. But our guys committed. And I don't know if you look at our individual defenders and think that team has a chance to be great defensively, to be honest. We do have some guys that are really good. But I think it's more of a team thing with us. And again, I'll keep going back to the players whenever I'm asked anything, but the leadership that Paris and Tony, Deontay Hawkins have shown, the toughness that they practiced with, that's the only way you're good defensively. We don't have unbelievable length. We have good length. We have good speed. We're not real physical, but our guys really play together, and it kind of snowballed. They got pride in it, and it just, every game they went out, and they wanted to hold teams down. So it was refreshing to see, and a great group to practice with.
And Greg, you've won 9 NCAA games in the last 4 years. Only 4 programs in America have won more. But how big a part of that is field goal percentage defense and winning games in this tournament and the next tournament that hopefully you both will be in?
Well, you have to get stops, and you know when this it's great that our team can score over 80 as many times as they could this year, but I don't anticipate scoring 80 in this tournament. I think you know you win games in this tournament in the 60s and sometimes even in the 50s. So you have to go against very good half court defenses, and you have to be able to get stops. And on the other end, you have to figure out a way to score in the half court. There's very little transition this time of year when the better teams rise to the top. You're going to be playing half court basketball.
Yeah, very interesting. Mikal McIntosh, you missed him for a period there with the torn meniscus, but then he came back, frankly, quicker than I thought. What about McIntosh for this tournament?
He's healthier. He's not healthy, but he's healthier. He's only played 22 minutes a game the last four games. He missed five games. He's a huge key to our team. We know that. We're always going to be careful with him. You know, he's got a long-term future to think about, and so we're going to be careful, but at the same time, play him as much as we can. He's played with great toughness, been unbelievably proud of him. Again, he played 2 weeks after surgery, and he was healthy enough to do it. So we'll see. Three games in 3 days, you never know. We haven't done that yet with him. We got another bunch of other guys that can step up, but hopefully he feels good if we play three games in 3 days.
That's Dan Muller with Mitch Holtis along with Greg Marshall. Dan Muller, the coach of the year from Illinois State. Obviously, Greg Marshall, the head coach at Wichita State. We're at the Scott Trade Center. I'm Jim Huer. We're in between sessions getting ready for our first look at the Wichita State Shockers here. And about 30 minutes from now, Rich Savosik will rejoin us, and we'll have Bradley taking on Wichita State. We'll step aside. When we come back, that opportunity to hear what Dan Muller said after being named Coach of the Year in the Missouri Valley Conference. You want to stick around for this. Very emotional for Coach Muller, who played at Illinois State in 98. He was here, was a player of the tournament in 98 for Illinois State. Now he's Coach of the Year this year at Illinois State. We'll hear what he had to say on that luncheon. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more after this on the Big 550.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Hear that? The birds are chirping. The flowers are blooming. The trees are green. It's spring! The time of year to put your feet up and enjoy the outdoors in your yard. But on what? On that old rickety weathered patio furniture? Instead, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio, and a tremendous savings. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping it looks like what you saw online.
Sure, this is it. Gee, it looks a lot smaller and lighter.
Isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years?
What are you waiting for?
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive just a mile west of 141, the place with a big red chair.
Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio. ZipRecruiter.com/ABC Radio.
Don't let high credit card rates take a bite out of your budget. Switch over to American Eagle Credit Union and their Platinum Visa. Transfer those high rate credit cards and credit balances to American Eagle Credit Union's Platinum Visa. 1.99 APR for 12 months on all balance transfer offers through April 30th. Plus, zero transfer and zero annual fees. Apply online, ameaglecu.org.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Current underwriting guidelines apply. Equal housing lender.
Are you hiring?
Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Tim Heuer with you as we're getting set for our next set of games. Wichita State taking on Bradley. But as I promised, an opportunity to hear what Dan Muller had to say while accepting Coach of the Year in the Missouri Valley Conference yesterday. Here's that from the coaches' meeting and the luncheon.
Crazy to think 20 years ago I was sitting out in those seats also as a player. Lots happened in 20 years. My forehead's a little bigger. Hell, 20 years ago, Barry was still trying to decide how much paprika to put in his barbecue sauce, I think. Special sauce. But a lot has changed, and except for Jack Watkins, he's still here. Same seat. But it's an honor. I want to thank a few people. I'll thank most people in person. I want to thank my beautiful wife, Melissa, President Dietz, Larry Dietz, my direct boss, Larry Lyons, all of our administration. But this award, it says Coach of the Year. It's about the players. I want to thank Parrish Lee and his teammates for believing in me and my staff, for trusting us, for helping me become a better man and a better person, and just being so much fun to be around. You know, the only bad part about this season, obviously, is the fact that Aaron Leach is supposed to be sitting over at that table right now. Torrey Ward's supposed to be at Sweetie Pies right now eating with our team. And those five men are supposed to be getting ready for a special weekend. And so when you think about what our team's been through, the journey has been fun. But we know it's not fair, and that's okay. Life's not fair. It's not fair those men died in that plane crash. Not fair that those 13 kids lost their fathers. But it's not fair Parrish Lee lost his dad when he's young. It's not fair that Sergey lost his dad last month. Or Malik Yarbrough lost his dad in December. But it's not fair I'm standing up here either. So life's not fair, but I'm incredibly blessed. I'm honored to be up here and I'm appreciative. And all I try to do is kind of what my mom and dad told me to do. Just do your best. I miss it, guys. Sorry. If we're fortunate enough to keep playing on Sunday, it's going to be pretty simple. My wife and I will go to church, pray for those seven, those who have lost, those that are more less fortunate than us, and then go try to do my best. So hopefully, when my players graduate, I hope they think I did them right. I hope they grow, go on and are appreciative, treat people right, respect people. Because I know it's a blessing to coach them. I got a great group of guys. It's been so much fun. So again, Sunday, if we're fortunate enough to play, try to do my best. Those seven guys upstairs put on their favorite red outfit, pour a drink, and hopefully have a great weekend because we're going to try to win this thing on Parrish. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Dan Muller, head coach of Illinois State. You can see and hear the emotion in his voice after he accepted the Coach of the Year award for Illinois State as head coach of the Illinois State Redbirds. And we'll talk more about the Illinois State 7 tomorrow in our broadcast. But a group of Illinois State supporters and assistants who passed away in 2015 in April in a plane crash after coming back from the NCAA National Championship game. And that's what that's all about when Dan Muller talks about those people who were lost in a plane crash. We've got our second round action coming up. Wichita State, we're going to get our first look at them in the NCAA tournament. Let's take a break. When we come back, we start our pregame show, Wichita State Bradley on the Big 550.
Today's Real Estate Minute with Kathy Helbig.
Thinking real estate as usual? Not with the experience by the Kathy Helbig Group. Kathy, what makes you and your team different than normal real estate agents?
Well, McGraw, a lot of things. Number one, we're a marketing company first, then a sales company, and we're not about the gimmicks.
What about those programs that guarantee to buy your house?
No, those are bad deals for the sellers. We just sell the house instead, and for top dollar. And that starts with a solid marketing strategy. We consult with our sellers weeks or even months ahead to help them dress their house for success, help them avoid all the buyer turnoffs, and provide advice and guidance on current market value, home styling tips, and trends that will get them the highest price.
So you're not the only agent trying to do it all?
Nope. We're a team of educated, experienced, trained realtors that handle the real estate transaction by specialty. With the experience, you can expect to be moved.
That's Kathy Helbig and the Kathy Helbig Group. 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Growing up not too far from the Sievers Equipment location in Hamel, Illinois, I was always impressed by the lineup of all types of new and used equipment at their facility. You know, big Case IH tractors, combines, plows, and planters. And I must admit, a lot of other really cool stuff that I liked climbing on and exploring when they were closed. Over the years, I've come to know them as the regional leader in the ag equipment business and so much more. In the impressive lineup of new Case IH, JCB, Kubota, Exmark, and used equipment of all types and purposes makes it obvious. So the message is simple. If you're in the market for new or used ag equipment, tractors big or small, construction equipment, or commercial-grade turf management products, visit one of the Sievers locations in Hamel, Carlinville, Hillsboro, Greenfield, or Auburn, Illinois, or our JCB location in St. Peters, Missouri. Quality brands, quality products, backed by quality people and service for over four decades. Find us at SieversEquipment.com or JCBofSTL.com.
It's back, St. Louis. It's the newly expanded St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center.
March 9th through 12th.
Your favorite Lake of the Ozarks dealers, all on hand with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more.
Thursday, March 9th through Sunday, March 12th. Register for a free $1,000 gas giveaway at the show.
Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealers St. Charles Boat Show, March 9th through 12th.
Trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in the sand. Visit ADT.com. What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago.
The talk of St. Louis, the big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
On the big 550, KTRS, from Learfield, live from the Scott Trade Center, NBC Basketball is on the air. This is the Missouri Valley Conference Men's Basketball Tournament, brought to you by Aetna. Aetna invests in game-changing programs that make being healthier simpler and more convenient than ever. Get to know us at Aetna.com. And by Enterprise Bank and Trust, the official bank of the Missouri Valley Conference. Enterprise Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Now, let's go courtside. This is MVC Basketball.
Oh, guess what? We're back at the Scott Trade Center again here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Jim Hewer. Alongside is Rich Savosek. Did you enjoy the last contest? You ready for a couple more?
It was a little ragged, but it was exciting. The effort was by both teams were fantastic. And came down to making some free throws. So
it did, and Southern Illinois advances as they defeated Loyola. We're going to get ready for Wichita State and Bradley here, but how about Barry Hinson? They coming off the bench after one, I think it was Lloyd, dove for a loose ball, slid about 5 feet, and Barry Hinson came halfway across the floor like, yes, yes!
Well, he came out and tried to chest bump him, but unfortunately didn't get high enough in the air. But you got to love the passion of Barry Hinson. His enthusiasm is contagious, and his players play with the same passion that he coaches with. And that really, truly is what the Missouri Valley Conference is all about in this tournament. when you see guys just full out, flat out dive on the floor after a loose ball, the coach's reaction is just gravy.
And we've got two games coming up here. We're going to see Wichita State. We've talked about them, how good they are. A lot of players are going to be there for a while. And you've got this Bradley team we're going to see. Young, third youngest team in NCAA basketball in the country. And they're on a four-game winning streak. Something's clicking now, and it's all going to be Brian Wardle getting some credit here.
Well, and it's, as you say, very, very young. They're going to play a lot of freshmen. Their backcourt are both freshmen. And then you look at the Wichita State team, which not quite as young, but, you know, they lose two NBA players in Baker and Van Vliet, and they have restocked, reloaded. But if you're a Bradley fan, think back to the last contest between these two, in which the Braves actually held a five-point lead at halftime before just basically getting worn out by the Shockers in the second half. But it was a close contest. If they can stretch it into the second half, we got a game.
I'm looking forward to our game. A little later on, though, then we have our first look at Missouri State and Northern Iowa. Northern Iowa and Ben Jacobson, I don't think they're getting enough credit. Now, the team isn't as what it was last year, but some people may not realize how good Ben Jacobson's teams are in Arch Madness. They come and take care of business.
Well, they have the opportunity to do what only Southern Illinois has done, and that is to three-peat. And that is a tough thing to do. And there have been many teams that have tried, and a couple have come close, but only Southern Illinois under Rich Herron completed the hat trick. And Ben Jacobson, with the exception of Jeremy Morgan, basically had to restock the cabinet.
Yes. And Jeremy Morgan, we'll see him, and he's been dynamite the last two postseasons for Northern Iowa. I mean, he has been lights out. I'm looking forward to getting the opportunity with him. And then the double-double man, Alize Johnson, on the other side. He does everything.
The best ball chaser in college basketball. When the ball is loose, whether it's on the floor, whether it's off the rim, he is on it.
I joked during the season, Rich, during our Friday Night Valley show, that he rebounds, he scores, he plays defense. I think he's selling popcorn. He's helping clean the place up when it's over. And he does it all for Missouri State. And that's coming up a little bit later on. We'll take our first break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Bradley. We'll hear from head coach Brian Wardle as they match up against Wichita State. It's the Valley on the Big 550.
State Farm knows that life is like college basketball. Having the right combination can make all the difference. Driving to the rim and singing fight songs.
Fight with all your might.
Good combination. Driving to the mall and singing fight songs.
Shop, shop, shop until we drop, drop,
Dad!
Stop.
And I will stop.
Bad combination. At State Farm, we know the power of a good combination. Talk to an agent for help combining your home and auto into a plan that's right for you. State Farm, here to help life go right.
Ready to discover the newest marvel on the Mississippi? Hoops in the Heartland is returning to the Quad Cities. Don't miss the 2017 Missouri Valley Conference Women's Basketball Championship, March 9th through 12th at the iWireless Center in Moline, presented by Aetna. For tickets, call 800-745-3000 or visit mvcquadcities.com. Get your tickets and experience hoops in the Heartland.
At Enterprise Bank and Trust, we know it takes a great coach on the sidelines to produce a champion on the court. And as the official bank of the Missouri Valley Conference, we'd love to introduce all out-of-town sports fans to our favorite at the heart of our thriving small business community. So while you're in town, we invite you to visit local attractions at the top of their game, like the 360 Rooftop Bar in downtown St. Louis, a world-famous spot to enjoy the best view of St. Louis. To learn more about Enterprise Bank and Trust, visit enterprisebank.com. Enterprise Bank and Trust, the official bank of the Missouri Valley Conference, member FDIC.
At Phillips 66, we're proud to introduce our newly upgraded stations.
Forget everything you know about gas stations.
Well, not everything, but we do have a clean new station design with LED lighting. And we still sell performance gas.
Performance gas!
Actually, can you stop doing that?
Doing what?
Every time I say something, you say something really loud right after it.
Sorry!
Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Proud!
Scott Trade Center beginning to fill up. It's a lot of black and gold as Wichita State gets ready to take on the Bradley Braves. Welcome back, Jim Hewitt, Rich Savosek with you. And the Bradley Braves have a tough task at hand. We talked about it earlier in our first game, how teams who win the night before have to, you know, get ready for the next team. How about Bradley? How do they approach it?
They're playing with house money. When you have all the young guys that they have, and no seniors, Dante Thomas, their leading scorer is a junior. Actually, not their leading scorer, but last night he was.
He was last night. He was dynamite.
And you look up and down the roster, and this is a chance to take one more step forward in the process for Brian Wardle.
And they are on a win streak right now. And Ogunleye mentioned last night in the post game what have been the keys to this four-game winning streak for them.
I think we've just been playing our best basketball. We've managed to make everything click. We've been playing great defense. We've been playing great offense from our defense. And we've had multiple people contribute, from our stars to our role players to everyone, really. Everyone's brought energy, and it's taken everybody to win those games. And we're riding the momentum, definitely. This is the first time I've been on a three-game, four-game winning streak here. And we want to keep using that momentum. We're still hungry because we feel that we can do more. And today was a scrappy game, but we're going to keep clawing and fighting because that's in our nature. We're never going to back down, and we're going to keep going.
That's Dwayne Ogunleye for the Bradley Braves talking about their win streak. And yes, there is an accent because he's from London, England. And it has been pretty neat for Brian Wardle to see this team go on this win streak. And he talks about, one, the improvement of his team last night after the game, and also the challenge that is ahead of them tonight as they take on Wichita State.
I'm very happy for them. I mean, we've worked very hard this year and last year of building a culture, raising the expectations and standards every year, and they've trusted the process. Even though you don't always see the results, you got to keep them focused every day on blocking out noise and just staying the course of what we're trying to do. They're tremendous young men, as you can see with Dante and D'Lo. I'm blessed to have a lot of good men, good students in that locker room to work with every day. And so I'm very excited for them. This is a great opportunity. They wanted to play Wichita State again. They're not just the top team in our conference, but one of the top teams, I think, in the country right now, the way they're playing, defending and scoring. So, you know, we got to fall back on what we did for 32 minutes at our place. I think we played them very well for 30 minutes, 32 minutes, and I told them that. But to beat a Wichita State, you got to play 40 minutes of tough, physical, smart basketball, and we definitely have to with our youth against them. And it's going to be a great test for us, but I'm excited for our program. I'm excited for these young guys to have this experience, and we're going to go in there and compete. I know that. I mean, our effort and energy in practice has been tremendous in February, and the competitiveness is going to continue to be there. So we're going to get out there and throw it up, and let's see what we got.
That's Brian Wardle, head coach of the Bradley Braves, and Rich Savosek, you heard what he said. One thing I would have said, whoa, don't say you wanted Wichita State. Just say, hey, we're excited. Hey, when he said, we wanted Wichita State, I'm like, well, I don't know if you want to go there, but your thoughts on what he had to say?
Well, hopefully there was no Shocker fans in there or anybody who snuck in to tape that interview, because that would be bulletin board material, but he's absolutely right. They've been playing with a great level of energy and enthusiasm right now, and they're playing their best basketball. And as you look at a rebuilding process that he had, basically comes in and with the exception of Dante Thomas, it's all brand new players. So it's trying to create that culture and then setting expectations and then achieving them. So you take the first step, you win a first round game. Next year it is, you don't want to play on Thursday, you want to play on Friday. But right now it's play as well as you can against the perennial favorite, Wichita State.
I don't know if they're developed this far ahead, but I'm guessing when you have a young team, there comes a point where maybe they don't know any better that they're trying to slay the giant once they start, you know, figuring it out.
You're absolutely right. That's a great point. You sometimes look at youth and you say, oh, they're too naive right. to be intimidated. And you look at Darryl Brown and Jaden Hodgson, and we'll find out tonight if they are that. But also, you look back at the last game, and Coach Wardle alluded to it. They played well for 30 minutes. They're right there, and they're battling, and they're competing. And now, can they take that next step and play for 40 minutes?
We're going to find out tonight. That's Rich Savosik. I'm Jim Heeler. Bradley Braves are entering the court. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from Greg Marshall and his thoughts. One key thought from him: how important is it for them to make a run in this tournament? We'll hear from Greg after this. It's the Valley on the Big
Five. All across America, men over 45 are feeling more energetic and passionate thanks to Nugenix. And their women are definitely loving the difference.
Suddenly, he has so much more energy. I can't believe it. It's definitely a turn-on.
He has passion and drive again. It's incredibly sexy.
It's like the guy I knew 10 years ago suddenly showed up again.
Nugenix is so effective, it's the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting AGAIN to 321-321. Nugenix is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, more energetic, and more passionate too. Even Hall of Fame slugger Frank Thomas.
Take it from me, the Big Hurt. Nugenix works. And guys, it'll be a big hit with her too.
Nugenix is available at many fine retailers, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting AGAIN to 321-321. That's AGAIN to 321-321.
There are five times more hires made through Indeed.com than any other job site. Imagine a lottery that had five times more winners. A Sunday with five times more touchdowns. When you're hiring, it makes five times more sense to use Indeed. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Kids borrowing the car?
Now with Home by Verizon, you can get notifications if they're driving too fast or going places they shouldn't. Find out how to make your car smarter, safer, and more connected at Home.com.
What does it mean when Geico says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to Geico.com 15 minutes ago.
Getting set for Wichita State and Bradley. Game one of our day and night doubleheader. This is the night doubleheader coming up here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Jim Heeler, Rich Savosik alongside Greg Marshall. He's got a lot ahead of him here this weekend at Arch Madness. If he loses a game, it's not good. So they got to continue to win and build that resume. He was asked, how important is it to be ultra successful at this tournament?
Winning on...
Basically what he said, we're having trouble with the audio there. I think we need to come out and play well, but he said, I think also...